The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can always check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. It's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Today we're going to talk about adaptogens. Adaptogens, which is funny because I'm probably going to have to repeat that a whole bunch and I'm going to slur through it because adaptogens, it's not the easiest thing to say. Let's talk about that. But what are adaptogens? How do adaptogens work? And then specifically some of the best adaptogens for things like stress relief. Not that everyone has stress, but if you did, it's always nice to kind of have the ability to go through some natural ways to use adaptogens for specifically stress reduction. I've used them personally in my own life, and I have found them to be wildly successful. I'm always super grateful to know these things, and this is what I like to share with other people. And that's really what it's about at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, right? It's about figuring out the things that we can do more naturally. You know, oftentimes people think that I'm not for medicine, which isn't true. I'm all for medicine. I believe medicine has a time and a place. I think the problem is that in our society, we've kind of been sucked into this, if it ain't broke, don't fix it model, right? And so like, why would you go to the doctor? You feel great. You know, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But what the problem is we've adapted that to be our healthcare model. So we don't take care of it and we let it be sick and we let our health degenerate and we neglect parts of our body that feel fine yet on a cellular level have been building disease for weeks, months, years, decades, right? And then what we expect, because we're very much in this like one, you know, click, buy now, prime, have it in a day and a half, 2 days kind of society, that we expect that to be everything in our life. It's kind of, my best analogy is, you know, we don't have a microwave at our house. Another time, another place, but it's literally waves being shot through your food. It denatures. The nutrient value goes down, right? It's called a nuking for a reason. So we don't have a microwave. And it's awesome because we don't really miss our microwave because we have a convection oven, like a small countertop convection oven. And when people come over, it kind of blows their mind to think, you know, it's been over a decade that I've not owned a microwave. Not true. I had a microwave in my old home, but I stored my vitamins in it. Over a decade, I've not used a microwave. Now we just don't have it in the house. Right? So we just look at it and it's like, well, it still warms up the food, right? Because the ultimate goal is to have warmed food. And we still do that. But instead of it taking, you know, 20 seconds, it might take me 6 minutes, 7 minutes. But it retains the nutrient value. But it's just kind of that thought process of, you know, same thing with warming up our food, but we think that of our health where it's like, oh my goodness, I'm experiencing this, right? Like, you know, type 2 diabetes takes, It's not like I had a piece of cake last night before I went to bed and now you have type 2 diabetes. It's not how it works, right? It's over time you burn out the insulin receptors. It's over time. But yet when we have it, we're like, well, where's my quick fix, right? We want the pill, the potion, the lotion, where we say, where's this quick fix? When people come into our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, I say it jokingly, but I truly mean it, is that if you want the quick, cheap fix, then take an Advil, right? Like when we look at spine and nervous system, oftentimes it's the same thing. You know, you come in, you're 45 years old. Well, when did this back pain start? Well, it was on and off in my teens and 20s. Well, why didn't you come in then? Well, I could still do everything. Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? So we're like, it's fine. In your 30s, your back goes out, but it only lasts for a couple days. And you put some ice and heat and you massage it, use icy hot, stretching, get some massages, right? Couple flexorals, couple pain relievers, couple days, you're good. It only happens once to twice a year. And now we fast forward into your, you know, 40s and 50s. Now it's happening more often. The things that you did before don't go away as easily. Like, and then we just get caught in this box of like, where's my pill? Where's my potion? I want the quick fix. You know, and I think the problem is that it might work with a bunch of stuff, but it doesn't work with your health. And as a society, we need to start putting health more in terms of value. We need to not wait until it's gone to say, oh my goodness, this is so important to me, to myself, to my family members, to my loved ones. Like, again, and that's one of the things that we really put our attention, our focus into at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is figuring out how do we retain our health? How do we grow in health? How do we learn and nourish ourselves with health? Because sometimes it's hard to be able to navigate through that. But when you have someone that's on your side that allows for more of that, this is where things really start to, you start to see more of that benefit, right? That's what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So initial exam consultation, if you want to come in, is $25. So we can sit down with one of the doctors, figure out what's going on, what our next course of care is, what more specifically you need. And then we go from there. Yes. Do you have insurance? Great. Bring it in. We'll get it checked and verified. No, you don't have insurance. Great. This is how we make care affordable in our office. We have huge families. Both of my families, we have lots of families, but I have two of them that have 7 kids. So plus mom and dad, that's 9 in a family. And all of them are under care. None of them have insurance that covers it. So we've got family plans for patients. It's one that if you're ready and willing and able to get help, like, let's figure out how we work with you to be able to do that, right? So adaptogens today is our topic of health. But before that, we've got some news.
Dr. Leanne's health news.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health news now. One of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
Today, talking about some very popular, unpopular news. So researchers rushed to test coronavirus vaccine in people without knowing how well it works in animals. Comes from statnews.com. So let's talk about this first and foremost. I understand very clearly the concept of vaccines, right? And if you don't, let me fill you in on this short little blurb of immune system and health. We'll use more specifically coronavirus, but this works with anything: flu, chickenpox, measles. So say someone comes and I get coronavirus. I come down physically with the symptoms, right? Fever, cough, maybe for me it lasts 2 days. I had a person I knew had gotten it, said 2 days of a sore throat and a fever and they were fine, right? Other people, a little bit different. But when you actually come through with those symptoms, your body fights it. What happens is through this cascade of very complicated, very uninteresting immune response, your body creates antibodies. There's different type of antibodies. I mean, even like an allergic reaction creates an antibody. There's different types. If it's more of a early antibody, a late antibody. But what happens is when your body creates that antibody, when your body comes into contact with that virus again, it has this muscle memory in its immune system, right? And it says, hey, I've seen you before. No worries. We already know how to fight you. Like, we know your game plan. We know how you work. So no big deal. Let me go call them. And so basically call them the antibodies, and they're like, hey, front line. They come and they fight it off, right? That's why you get the strand of the flu once. But like, if it sits on your toothbrush, why aren't you getting it again? Why aren't you reinfecting yourself? And that's part of the immune system, right? Vaccines work the same way in the thought process, right? In reality, it's a different type of antibody that creates. That being said, right, one of the things that it looks at is, hey, we're going to inject you with this dead or attenuated virus, and in hopes that your immune system will see it, stimulate the immune system. What? That's why there's all the other additives that are in there, whether it be formaldehyde or, right, they're designed to help stimulate the immune system so that the body says, hey, I'm going to produce antibodies. So then if you come in contact with it, you already have that natural immunity. It's not natural though, right? The vaccine is not a natural immunity. You have to acquire. That's why these antibody tests are so big right now, because we're finding way more people have had it than even are tested now, but it's not the immediate antibody, it's the longer term antibody, right? So this article talks more about how they race to test an experimental coronavirus. Researchers aren't waiting to see how well it prevents infection in animals before trying it in people, breaking from the usual protocol. I read an article more recently that was talking about how in December of 2019, the Ebola virus finally got approved. 6 years. On average, it takes 6 years of testing, research, safety, efficacy. Many of those are being bypassed because we see it as a need or an urgency. And so they're saying, so this comes from the chief medical officer at Cambridge, saying, I don't think proving this in an animal model is on the critical path to getting this to clinical trials. Meanwhile, the clinical trials started recruiting healthy participants the first week in March. That isn't how vaccine testing normally happens. Regulators require a manufacturer to show a product is safe before it goes into people. And while it isn't law, research almost always checks that this new concoction of a virus and its additives and adjunctives is effective in lab animals before putting it in human volunteers as potential risk. So Yale University microbiologist who studies the immune response to viruses said this is very unusual. It reflects the urgency to develop the vaccine to counter the pandemic. I was actually reading that there's another one, an article from the New York Times that talks about profits and pride at stake. The race for vaccines intensify. The amount of, they're looking at, Bill Gates, right? Who's overseeing tons of medical decisions, though has zero background, medical, right? People are like, I trust the doctors, but yet Bill Gates, right, the founder of Microsoft, whose foundation is spending $250 million to help spur vaccine developments. So it just goes on and on. I just, the more I see this, the more I think I understand what people want to do, right? People want to be safe. I get it. I want people to be safe. I don't want to see people die from this, right? But the problem is that right now we're fast tracking, instead of 6 years for safety and efficacy, we're fast tracking it to 6 months. And we're not doing safety on animals, right? So we're just saying, let's skip it. And so safety testing is then being done on who? The first people that they come in contact with. People. First people they come in contact with, you know? So I just think it's interesting. And I think the difference is we've all heard about the germ theory, right? Most people haven't talked about the terrain theory. Germ theory is that germs make you sick. And if that's true, then everyone would be dead because germs would get us sick and we would all die. But the problem is again, you have the difference of a host. And that's why obviously you look at the death rate in someone who is 85 years old is far, far exceeds someone who is 35 years old. Why? Because their immune system's compromised. You look at people with comorbidities, right? They say specifically hypertension, obesity, type 2 diabetes. Those comorbidities put you at an exponential rate in terms of increasing your mortality to coronavirus. Well, why? Your body's doing really hard things trying to work to survive to make sure you can try to keep your blood pressure down, to work on creating insulin. That, especially with sugar overload, there's been tons of research that finds what that does to deplete your immune system. Well, then you have this depleted immune system that then is supposed to go up against this virus, right? Who's going to win, the weakened immune system or the virus? The terrain theory causes you to look for solutions, to think, to have faith. The best thing for the immune system is exposure, right? To our microbial world, and that's through social interaction, being outside, being in the sun, naturally encountering bacteria, viruses, to exercise and strengthen the immune system, right? Yes, if you're over 65, it's a weakened immune system. Yes, if you're immunocompromised, clearly it's a weakened immune system. You view things differently than the average person that comes out there. But for the average individual who's not immunocompromised, who is at a younger age, this is the time that we have to say, hey, we have to make sure that we strengthen our terrain. Let's control what we can. Let's pay attention to that. And then you can make the best decision when push comes to shove of, do you want to be, and are you educated about this? Are you educated the fact that when it comes to saying you have to have this and you say, hey, are the safety and efficacy of that vaccine, has it been tested? If they tell you no, you have to make that educated decision on if you want to be part of the safety and efficacy tests with or without being told. Food for thought. Now, maybe you have a little bit of stress in your life. There's adaptogens for that. We'll talk about what they are next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam consultation, just $25. So today we are talking about adaptogens. I feel like the more I say it, the easier it becomes. Adaptogens. I would say the average person, if you were to go out on the street and ask them, hey, what do you know about adaptogens? Most people would say the what's. So let's talk about what adaptogens are. This has been a whole great, amazing just world of difference in terms of helping me. A lot of the times when shows come up, it's because I'm either talking to someone about it, I've started doing it myself. So it's really been interesting. I'll kind of share some of this with you that I've seen in my own life. So what are adaptogens? So the word adaptogen has only been around since 1947. Yet the underlying concept actually dates back thousands of years in traditional herbal medicine systems around the globe. So there's a couple different specifications that would be needed in order to consider something an adaptogen. So those three things: a substance must increase the stress resistance of an organism in a non-specific way, promote homeostasis, which is kind of like the general well-being, be non-toxic or nearly so, right? So what that basically means is that adaptogens increase your general resistance against multiple types of stress and help keep your body's state of balance or harmony safely and without any side effects, right? That's basically what an adaptogen is. So think about this, right? If you have like a teeter-totter, right? And, right, you have stress that sits on one side, and that stress is big and it's heavy, and it increases your sympathetic, which is like your fight or flight, your stress state, right? And it sinks down, just big, heavy stressors, and the other side goes up. And so adaptogens basically sit on the high side of that teeter-totter, and it helps pushes it back down to level you out to where you've got this nice balanced state of homeostasis. Physiology, relaxed state, right? That's what homeostasis is. It's finding balance. So how do they work, right? So adaptogens are said to decrease fatigue, boost strength and vitality. It helps by decreasing how your body processes stress. It kind of helps reduce or mitigate the damaging effects of stress, and overall just helps aid in the recovery. So I know that it's kind of, okay, and this is where it comes into play, that oftentimes individuals may not view adaptogens as quote unquote real, if you will. And this is where I would beg to differ, right? Is that there a lot of those same practitioners will look at something like adrenal fatigue as not a real thing, which you literally can test in terms of organic acids, different neurotransmitters, that literally allows you to see if there is adrenal fatigue. Like, I don't know how you can do that and say it's not a real thing, but different strokes for different folks. We look at the immune system, the nervous system, the body health overall, very different. So, and there is more now studies that actually suggest that adaptogens do work. And so here's some of the ways that these adaptogens work. And what we'll do too is we'll go through some very specific ones, where you can find them, how they help. But this is generally, because adaptogens is a category. Right, it's a cat. So there's not one thing is an adaptogen. Again, in a lot of herbs, there's different types of mushrooms. Right, you can say I don't like mushrooms. That's fine. You need to still listen because a lot of the stuff doesn't taste like mushrooms. But there's a lot of different individual substances that fall under the adaptogen category. So the way that the pathways that are most common is that they reduce cortisol. So cortisol is your stress hormone. It helps by stimulating or enhancing the central nervous system function. It can help by reducing generalized inflammation and balancing the immune response. And it also can help protecting cells and organ systems, nervous system, liver, heart, circulatory system, gut, adrenals, all of those, right? So this has kind of a broader spectrum. And here's what's really interesting is how these adaptogens typically work with the HPA axis. This is where I'm going to try to do my best to make it short, sweet, and not boring. So bear with me if it doesn't make any sense. If I walk you through it, just listen to the other part of the solutions to it. So your HPA axis is your hypothalamus, pituitary, and adrenals. That's HPA. Hypothalamus is right in the brain. So your hypothalamus triggers the release of CRH, which is corticotropin releasing hormone. That activates the pituitary gland, right? And the pituitary gland then releases a hormone called ACTH, adrenocorticotrophic hormone, which is carried by the blood to the adrenal glands, which is a little teeny tiny gland that sits on top of your kidneys, which releases stress, right? Cortisol, adrenaline, noradrenaline, epinephrine, norepinephrine, right? All of these things to assist with stressors. So your body's like, ooh, stress, danger. What do we do, right? Brain talks to pituitary gland, pituitary, hypothalamus, both in the brain, hypothalamus, pituitary, all then send hormones to the adrenals, and the adrenals release stress hormones. Kind of cool how the body works, right? So that is the system of stress. That is, these adaptogens help regulate those responses, if you will, right? So number one, first and foremost, is yes, absolutely, we need to address stress. But if you or anyone else you know have gone through, I don't know, maybe a stressful or life-altering situation where who knows what happens? Loss of job, loss of spouse, the country shuts down for 2 months, right? Like whatever happens, it might entail coming along with a little bit of stress. Some you can navigate a bit more easily than others. So there's ways that you can take these adaptogens. But again, some of the side effects and the benefit of these is it helps improve attention. It helps keep cortisol levels and other hormones level in check, helps fight fatigue, normalizes body function. That's part of the homeostasis, improves energy levels, physical stamina, improves organ system function, such as liver and adrenal glands, right? So what causes these stress? And so sometimes it's like a mental issue. Like I said, loss of job, divorce, perceived threat. Sometimes it's not just where we feel these things. It can also be something like environmental factor, like extremely high or low temperatures over the course of time, biological factor, which could be an illness or an injury, chemical factor, tobacco, alcohol, drugs. It can be a physical event, like chronic loss of sleep. It can be day-to-day stressful events like sitting in heavy traffic, right? So there are tons of the things, but it's truly how the body receives this. And this is one, whenever I go through any testing of an individual that has gone through the start or the end of adrenal fatigue, you know, we can work on those adrenals, adaptogens as much as we possibly can. But the problem is that if you sit in heavy traffic every day and that's not going to stop, the way that you perceive that traffic has to change. I hope that makes sense. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter. Now let's go into some more specific adaptogens that we can look at. One that I really love is ashwagandha. Okay, I know that that's a mouthful. Ashwagandha. Ashwagandha, ASHWAGANDHA, right? Ash, wag, and ha. That's what it looks like. Oh, gosh. You ever, sometimes you're like, I just said that on the radio. Yep, that is how it's, like, if you want to spell it out, ashwagandha, ash, wag, and ha. Okay, so let's get over that. So what is it? It's a root. It actually is, it's the root of withania somnifera, which loosely translates to horse essence. So the name is kind of a play on words because the powdered root not only smells slightly like a horse, But it's also said to provide the strength and vitality of a horse to those who take it. So ashwagandha is a root that has 6,000 year history, use of Ayurvedic medicine. I'm telling you, so if you have never really looked into Ayurvedic medicine, it's actually really interesting. You have to think in terms of, you know, the term adaptogens have been around since 1947, but they've been using this root for 6,000 years. But especially in Ayurvedic tradition, it's been used for reducing stress and anxiety, as well as healing inflammatory diseases. So according to a 2012 randomized controlled trial of 64 adults with chronic stress, two daily doses of 300 milligrams of full spectrum ashwagandha can be used safely, significantly reduced cortisol and self-reported stress levels. Researchers who conducted the study concluded that high concentrate full spectrum ashwagandha root extract posed the ability to improve the overall well-being of a person. Other peer-reviewed studies suggested that ashwagandha can prevent stress-related weight gain, protect the brain during aging, and improve male hormone balance and fertility. So I started taking, so we have some adrenal support, which is specific for this. And it has rhodiola, which I'll talk about a little bit. But let me share this quick with you, and then we'll kind of talk a little bit more about the adaptogens when we come back. But I'm like really, really good at taking a situation that I cannot control and then stressing about it, right? Some people are like that, some people aren't. But I have learned that I'm really, really good at stressing about things I can't control, which you would think in the real world is that if you said, hey, if you realize like as a normal person that you can't control it, then you should stop stressing about it, right? And that would make sense, but I struggle to have that ability. And there's a lot of things in my life that I can't control. I have children, I have a business, life things happen, like shutdowns and viruses and, you know, my husband deploys and all of these things, right? Like small business owners, like, can I get an amen? Like, it's not easy some days. It is not easy. I would do it 10 times over if I had the choice to do it. Don't take me wrong. But there are just some days that you're like, this is a lot to handle. So I started really paying attention, did some of those organic acid tests to view my adrenals were 100% totally shot. I thought I was doing fine. Really started focusing more on these adaptogens. And over the course of several weeks, it's a notable difference. Like it's those times that someone says, hey, here's this phone call you have to make. And you're like, my life is over. I can't do this. And you're like uber stressed about this, something that you're like, this isn't even a big deal. So when you start looking at these adaptogens, like I can tell you that there's tons of research. You have to take them properly. So I do recommend knowing someone who can work with you. So if it's not us, find someone who's more educated in the adaptogen world. But that being said, it has made a notable difference where, like, you know, even just sitting there, I could be like, oh my gosh, I feel so stressed, and that little knot in your belly. And it kind of just makes that knot in your belly go away, and you see things a little bit more clear. My energy has been better. It really is notable and amazing when you think these are all, most of them are like just substances. Mushrooms, herbs are all natural. Like it's just, and not synthetic, all natural, like real plants, real food that do this to the body. So ashwagandha is one of them. There's several more. We'll talk about how to use ashwagandha and what those other ones are next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
Thunder. Feel the thunder.
You have stress? We have adaptogens. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can always check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. Just killing the intro game, just talking about it. You have stress, we have adaptogens, and that's what today's show is about, is adaptogens. So, quick recap if you're just tuning in. Adaptogens are just a natural substance that helps increase your general resistance against multiple types of stress and help keep your body in a state of balance or harmony safely and without side effects. We talked about ashwagandha. Ashwagandha. That's how you spell it. Ashwagandha. According to one study, it may actually increase thyroid hormone levels. So if you take thyroid medication or have hyperthyroidism, speak to your doctor, right? But when you look at it, it might increase those levels if you're hypo, right? This is something that might be beneficial to you. Most studies of ashwagandha use 300 to 500 milligrams once to twice a day. I usually take start with taking one, you can increase it. This is, again, one where when you look at these, you know, this is a root and can have such a great effect on your thyroid. That being said, if you are taking medication, this is one where we kind of talked about you have to have someone who's a bit more educated. If you are taking medications or have underlying conditions, what does my intro say? This doesn't treat, or you got to talk to your doctor or a doctor who knows what's going on. Chaga is another one. Chaga is a common name for a fungus. It is occurs mainly in birch forests. Again, this medicinal use dates back to at least the 16th century in Europe, but may go as far back as Roman times. So chaga has an incredibly high antioxidant content, which is one of the reasons why it has reputation for being a great anti-aging compound. So the antioxidants also help explain its traditional use in cancer-fighting medicine, which has been confirmed through studies done in mice. Also, this is where they think it's really interesting, its property to help with immune system balance. So if you are chronically stressed, your immune system can be compromised. We all know this, for example, with like shingles. If you've ever had the chicken pox, if you haven't had the chicken pox but have gotten either the chicken pox or the shingles vaccine, you now have the virus in your body. When your immune system is depleted, it allows for that virus to resurface, causing shingles, right? And typically it's a stressful event that will trigger it. Death, divorce, move, loss of job. So that you're actually finding that it can help stimulate your immune system when you need to ward off illnesses. They also found that there's some evidence that chaga may reduce the severity of food allergies, protect against DNA damage, inflammatory bowel disease. So rich in antioxidants, reduces oxidative stress and the effect of aging, improves energy. You can get this in a lot of different forms. Pills, powders, extracts, tea. You can, if you're in the northern latitude, you can even make it yourself. Common dosage is 400 to 500 milligrams. I actually, for me, where I take mine from, really interesting, both that and reishi. I get through, it's mixed in with a coffee. It's a company that is called Four Sigmatic. I feel like I should need to reach out to these companies because I should get paid. But I drink, there's little packets, and there's one that you brew just kind of like tea. I go through both of them. I kind of alter. There's multiple different types that you can get through that company. But I tell you what, it tastes just like a black coffee when you add a little bit of warm water in there. Noticeable difference. It's way less caffeine. It doesn't give me the crash. And it gives me really, really great energy. And you would think like, oh, so you're drinking like mushrooms. Oh, yep, I am. I just think about what the like 15-year-old me thinks about the like mid-30s me. It's like you're drinking mushrooms with coffee and you feel good about it. And I do. I really do. It does make a difference. So let's talk about reishi. Reishi is another one. This is a large woody fan-like mushroom. Grows on living or dead trees. Rich in protein, essential amino acids, minerals like potassium, calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, selenium, iron, and zinc. Also has a variety of bioactive molecules too. Phenols, glycoproteins, polysaccharides. Again, when you're talking about research on these, they found that some of the bioactive components may help with causing apoptosis, which is induced or scheduled cell death of the cell of cancer cells, right? Reducing fatigue in breast cancer patients, accelerating the clearance of oral human papillomavirus, HPV, reducing insulin and glucose levels. So literally a 2015 systemic review of the effects of reishi on cancer concluded it might complement modern cancer treatments due to its potential of enhancing tumor response and stimulating host immunity. So again, taking reishi is similar to when we talk about chaga, is that it is in powders, extracts, or tea. Dosage just varies. Some studies have documented the benefit of dosage ranging from anywhere 1.5 grams to 4.5 grams. This is when you just kind of have to look at and pay attention. Holy basil is another one. Holy basil is an herb, again, used in Ayurvedic medicine, found to have broad spectrum antimicrobial activities, antioxidant, wound healing, detoxification, and reducing blood sugar levels. Rhodiola. This is one that I was telling you that's in the adrenal blend that we have in the office that I take. Rhodiola is a golden flower that grows wild. Can you believe all of this? If you want an adaptogen that's specific and effective for mental stress, fatigue, mood enhancement, rhodiola is the one for you. There are numerous peer-reviewed research studies suggesting that rhodiola is an effective adaptogen that can reduce stress and boost mood. They found that it seems by working by balancing your cortisol, again, your stress hormone. A pilot study in 2008 found that 340 milligrams of rhodiola for 10 weeks significantly improved symptoms of generalized anxiety disorder in human participants. Another one in 2009. A study of the Journal of Planta Medica concluded that rhodiola exerts an anti-fatigue effect and increased mental performance, particularly the ability to concentrate, decreases cortisol response to awakening stress in burnout patients with fatigue syndrome. 2013 study found that rhodiola can improve endurance exercise performance as well as decrease the perception of efforts. And so like you get more out of less effort. So again, anywhere from 200 to 600 milligrams, you just have to talk to doctors, right? Figure out what you're doing. But these are ones, adaptogens are where it's at. This is the wave of the future where people realize that, hey, some of the things that God made and put on this earth can actually have a medicinal effect. And how amazing is that? Being educated, being empowered to be able to make those decisions, and feel like you take your health into your own hands. And that is always the biggest takeaway that we have at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is how do you educate yourself to make sure that you know, hey, you can be the healthiest, strongest, most educated person that you can be about health and wellness. And that's really what we do. So initial exam and consultation is $25. We can figure out what's going on, how we can help. Number is 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853, or you can schedule an appointment online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Thanks so much for tuning in. We appreciate all your time and your energy and your knowledge, reaching out, letting us know things that you appreciate. We always love to hear the feedback. We look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is ours.